Over the last year or so, you've heard Stephen Dow and I talk about something we call the 50-40-10. It leans on Velocity Mortgage's 90% CLTV loan. It is something that has worked for a few of you. But in the last 10 business days, two of my millionaires who have been buying real estate for 20 years plus have locked down seller financing deals. Now, these deals happen to be 100% seller financing, not 50-40-10s. But I think it is important to understand what this is a signal. To me, this is a signal that the market is starting to identify higher rates. Higher rates are leading to less sales volumes. And unfortunately, when you have less sales volumes and you need to sell versus want to sell, you are going to start to be open to creative structures. The 50-40-10 is without question the best Swiss Army knife myself or any real estate investor can have. We will talk about it in detail in a minute. But before we do, Stephen Dow, we have to talk about the little marketing spiel so I and you don't get in trouble.
I thought you were about to forget because you went a long one today. Yes, although again, I work very happily for Velocity Mortgage Capital. All the ideas and topics discussed on this channel that of my own. So let's get another one going. But no, agreed. I mean, as far as your, you know, two millionaires, congratulations. Typically speaking, seller financing is the best out there, without question. If you can get the right terms, obviously that, you know, kind of works, you know, best for everybody. But usually the case, I would say, with exception of maybe VA, because 100%, no MI, all that good stuff. But in, you know, I guess in lieu of something like that, that seller, you know, the combination with that 90% CLTV option that we have, and ideally set up on a 50-40-10 kind of a, you know, loan split, it's more often than not made it, you know, possible for everybody to kind of win-win. I mean, cash flows from day one, putting 10% down, seller gets their price rates, maybe a little bit more. Right. Yeah. It all kind of worked out. So, but yeah. I mean, right now in current rate environments, it's slightly, you know, it's a little bit more difficult finding the right scenario. Just got to do the work of getting them. They're just not as frequent as they were in the past where I was doing, when we first started doing, I mean, that's why you and I continue to talk about it, I think, because back then it was really, you know, it was much easier because the numbers, you know, were much easier to kind of make happen, but or make sense. But now they're still out there. You just got to do the work. So
I really want to step through this because, again, I think it is the Swiss Army knife. I'm using the 50-40-10 as a featured part of my Northwest presentation here in early May. I'm going to assume nobody knows anything in this video because it's that important. So first off, define what a 90% CLTV is for folks, please.
Okay. So basically 90% CLTV stands for the allowance of a combined loan to value. Whereas if I'm doing the first mortgage or first trust deed in first position, my normal max loan to value is 75%, let's just say. If the seller in this particular case, in most cases, this is where this concept would work best in the case of a purchase. If the seller had enough equity and was willing to carry up to a 15% second, combining with my 75% first, would total a maximum combined loan to value of 90%, which allows you, buyer, to only have to come in with 10% down.
Yeah. So again, to play that out, 75% first, 15% second, 10% down. Right. Now, the reason we call it a 50-40-10 is because in the way to get the best interest rate on your first is to have it be a fit because it's the safest loan. Let's be obvious. It's a safer loan, 50% first. So that's going to get you something marginally better in interest rates. That is still true, correct?
Correct. Correct. And much closer now to even conventional, especially in this latest kind of bump up and the
pretty
bond
wild
crash. So, yeah. So if the LTV and you could structure, you know, in such a way, this is a, you know, no ratio loan. So the qualifying, you know, aspects are much easier. So if you're having trouble qualifying for conventional loans, or if by chance the loan just fell out of, you know, what they call a DSCR program or something of that matter, or that type of loan product, I should say, there's a good chance it might have just, you know, fell out because of where the rates just ended up at if you didn't lock in your rates. So for anything along those lines, you know, give me a call or email me because there's a good, you know, good plan B. Again, my option isn't too bad of an alternative given that that circumstance happens and, you know, there's a good way to set yourself up, and then also an exit strategy. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you know what I mean? Yeah. Milo's not going to be end all be all, but it's a good band-aid at the time.
Yeah. So again, we're going to walk through this like people haven't watched it. So again, so 50, 40, 10, 50, 40 is obviously 90%. That is, you're borrowing 90%.
Right.
Folks, that means you only put 10% down if you're not paying attention.
Right.
So the other thing that's really powerful, and I have done and others have done, and more importantly, more will do in the future, is you're going to get a first mortgage. Let's just do stupid math. 10%. You can get a second at 1%. Folks, there's this thing called a blended interest rate. If you borrow 50% of the money at 10 and 40% of the money at 1, your blended interest rate is right around 6%.
Right.
Conventional rates are 7.5 owner-occ today.
Right.
So we are talking 90% leverage with a below market interest rate. How do you like me now?
So again, it's a powerful tool if given the right circumstances in play. This is a good kind of a situation to a good solution for a lot of, you know, circumstances that, hey, wow, now you can't get financing just due to whatever the case may be. But again, it's just another tool in the toolbox. But I know we talked about
it's not another tool. It's the tool. Stop it.
That is true. I mean, you know, you don't need a bunch of things in your pocket when you got a, you know, Swiss Army knife. So I would have to agree. So it's definitely helpful in a lot more situations.
Well, now let's talk about who could say yes. I think that's a reasonable request. Okay. One of the things that people will see, I'm talking about folks using PropStream, looking for folks that have high equity. If I find an opportunity in my buy box, one of the things that I will be doing is finding out their equity position. Tools like PropStream have really good data on that. Let's assume the seller just bought in 2022 and they only put 5% down. Guess what, folks? This is not an opportunity for the 50-40-10. It will not work. The seller can't say yes. Let's just get that off the table.
Right.
You have to find a seller, in my opinion, who has at least 70% equity. And it's probably best if they have more than that. But basically what's going to happen is 60% of the purchase price is going to be brought to closing. Right. Velocity will bring 50. The buyer, will bring 10. That means any first will be paid off. It means the real estate agent will get paid. And it means the seller will probably walk away with a little jingle in their pocket.
Right.
And they will leave closing with a promissory note and a second and a recorded second deed of trust, at least in California. It may be called something different in your state, but a secured position with payments. Now, again, because it's seller carry, you can structure them below market interest rate, paid yearly, paid quarterly, delayed for 5 years, whatever you want. It's for you and the seller to negotiate, correct?
Correct. No, again, I mean, I've seen it as low as 1% interest only on a 10-year balloon. I mean, the fact of the matter is the majority of the deals I've done were structured in that, you know, in that way. So it just depends on the situation. If you're getting, you know, you're kind of giving the seller their price and maybe even a little bit more, what more can they ask for? You know, if they don't need all the proceeds from the sale of the property, and depending on how long they can hold for and how much, that's really just the basis of the two main questions that you need to have answered. After that, it's just crunching the numbers to see how cash flows.
Yeah. So I'm going to give you an example of a deal that I would do today. So one of the last portfolios we bought was 14 units. It was two fourplexes, a triplex, and three houses. Same seller. One deal, 14 units. In this case, those properties needed a bunch of work. Let's just say $100,000 in make ready, right? Just stuff that had to be done kind of day one. What I would do in a situation like this with the 50-40-10 is I would probably offer up a price closer to what the seller wanted. I would require them to take 40% second. But what I would do in this case is I would probably structure it no payments for 24 months. But then the seller would come back, blah, blah, blah. And I would end up getting no payments for 12 months. Why would I get that? Well, because the seller knows I got $100,000 to deploy immediately. And oh, by the way, I'm giving him his price. So I need my terms. So I would, in a case like that, pay a little bit more on price, but I would delay payments on 40% of the debt for 12 months. I would not have my first payment till month 13. I would have no accrued interest.
Right.
I would just delay payments because, again, I'm going to drop $100,000. That's going to increase the value of the asset. That's going to make the secured position by the U velocity and the seller better because it's in better condition. So again, folks, you can get wildly creative.
No, if you have the right resources, you can make the right play, because that's just like one kind of like angle to try to come at the seller, which not everybody maybe have that extra $100,000 to drop it down. You know what I mean? But yeah, if you got the right resources and the circumstances are there for, you know, as far as the seller have enough equity and things of that nature, and they don't need all the proceeds, you can make a lot of really awesome, like really creative deals happen. It's really a neat thing. I mean, I've done so many different kind of, not only percentage amounts, right? I mean, I think I mentioned I did a 42, 48, 10, just how the numbers worked out.
42, 48, why not?
Yeah, I mean, numbers matter, you know what I'm saying? I was going to use the nationality, but yeah, the exact number is 42, 48, but any combination up to a 90% CLTV, I've done 75, you know, 15, 10, 70, 20, 10. So it's just getting where you can fit in. It starts with the initial conversation, and then you guys kind of work it all out in the middle. But as far as negotiating, you know, the delayed payments but, you know, giving them the price. So, I mean, it makes sense, because then now if it cash flows from day one, the seller in second position is less likely not to get paid because the tenant pays enough in rent. So it's kind of like, well, if the
everybody
seller
wins.
Has the understanding of the big picture, I'm not trying to cheat you, bro. I'm just trying to make it up so that we set it up for success for everybody. Once it's at that, you know, plateau, you're going to get what you're supposed to be getting, and you get to keep more of your money, right? Capital gains is less initially. The remaining, you know what I'm saying, 40%, whatever they're carrying, the passive income or whatever that you negotiate helps to offset the remaining capital gains, so they get to keep more of their money. But I think the main purpose for the seller is he's selling now. No more property taxes, no more homeowners insurance. So
no more troubled tenants, no more code enforcement, no more blah, blah, blah. Again, folks. Right. The 50-40-10 is the tool for the environment coming. I use actual evidence. Anna, Matt got seller financing deals done. They're legends. They're millionaires. They're experts. They got the Rolodex. They got the experience. For most of us, we don't have that history yet. But learn the 50-40-10. We have a deep dive playlist on this channel. You can go watch Stephen and I talk about it for hours. Again, if you have an opportunity where the seller has equity and you can't quite make it work, reach out to your boy, Stephen Dow, and at least have a 10-minute conversation. Let's get some numbers.
Because again, sometimes if you just present the question, they didn't even know that they had that option. Like, okay, well then, what can you hold? Okay, what about not doing 100% seller financing? What if we only did, 90%? Yeah. You know, whatever the case, you just got to come in with at least 10% of your own money. And then, you know what I mean? Well, at that point, but there's just a lot of different ways to kind of, you know, look at this thing to try to present it. But it's a neat tool. I know we talk about it a lot, and it's slowly starting to take on more traction, I think, just because.
Oh, it's the right tool for the right environment. It's always been sexy. It's always been one of those things that's like, wow, I can't believe the power here, but the time is coming. Higher rates, slower market. Mm-hmm. Some people have to sell. Want to sell. But the have to sells, if their property is not in a great condition, it's hard to get conventional on a crap property.
Right.
The 50-40-10, pay a little bit more, structure the payments right. It's so stupid. 90% leverage, below market interest rate, lended rate.
Right, I know. Yes. Doesn't report on your credit bureaus, unlimited amount of loans. I mean, we can go on and on. But
apartments or houses, doesn't matter.
I was going to say we have to start recording more videos, but no. Initial email is all it's going to take. Send it to sdao@velocitymortgage.com. In the subject line, just put the acronym ORAAT. Body the email, maybe a brief description of what you're looking for. Property address would be the best. At least city and state to make sure I can lend there. Your mid-FICO score, best phone number to reach you at, and typically 24, 48 hours, I'll be in touch.
Folks, again, all you got to do, sdao@velocitymortgage.com, put five letters in the subject line, O-R-A-A-T. and then go nuts on the email. But you need those five letters so you get through the firewall. Stephen, you're amazing, man. I can't believe we have this tool. The time is now. It's going to happen. Thanks, bud.
I appreciate you.